To see Tyrone Wirtz on the street now, you would never guess he spent 36 years in prison, or that he lived those years in a cell, fully expecting he would never get out.
I think it was the second day I was home, I was walking down Market Street, and, you know, I was just like a ball of joy, you know, and I just had all this energy, and I was like speaking to people, and it was March, kind of cold, people kind of wrapped up. I was saying hello to them, and nobody was speaking back.
At first, Wirtz was hurt. He couldn't figure out how the world had grown so cold that people wouldn't return his friendly greeting. Only later did he learn how Bluetooth headsets, earbuds, and 100 other pieces of technology that hit the streets while he was in prison have made walking through the city such a solitary experience. Wirtz adjusted, he learned what he'd missed, and he sought to keep up the work he'd done on the inside. Lori Pompa, the founder of the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program, has known Tyrone Wirtz for nearly 30 years.
Tyrone, in a sense, represents the potential that people on the inside have.
Wirtz helped establish the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program at Greaterford, where Temple University students take classes alongside people who are incarcerated. While in prison, Wirtz led a lifers group. He pushed to change the law so lifers could be eligible for parole, and he mentored young people. He did all this and earned a GED and a bachelor's degree. That's despite having entered prison, he says, with math and reading skills at an elementary school level. Former Governor Ed Rendell was so impressed that he commuted Wirtz's life sentence.
I thought he could succeed on the outside. The prison record showed that Tyrone had made a tremendous adjustment in prison, hadn't sat around and wasted his time.
Since getting out of Greaterford, Wirtz received a Soros Justice Fellowship for a program he started while in prison that's now called the End Crime Project. Wirtz is working to get people who are in prison, as well as fellow ex-offenders, to help address the crime and violence in their communities.
Most people who get involved in criminal activity do so as a result of them inculcating certain values from the streets, you know, in terms of respect, manhood, and those kind of things. And we felt like the only people that could really, or the best people who could really attack that in terms of turning people away from that was people who knew the culture, who lived it.
Wirtz knows how big an effect a few words can have. He recalls a teacher who had a huge impact on his life.
One, I had an elementary school who told me that I wasn't that smart, I wasn't that bright, I wasn't smart enough to be an astronomer, and that I should try to find a trade that I could pick up and those kind of things. So that kind of made me feel like education wasn't important, and I dropped out of school early because I didn't see myself as being smart enough to compete on academic level.
The crime that sent him to prison for more than 3 decades happened near 31st in Arizona in North Philadelphia. Wirtz says he and some other guys planned to rob a drug dealer, but after they couldn't find him, the others went ahead with a different robbery. Wirtz says he told them he didn't want to participate and stayed in the car. When they came back, he says, he learned someone had been shot. Prosecutors offered Wirtz a deal, but he refused, he says, because he was young, he didn't understand the law, and he thought because he told the guys he didn't want anything to do with the robbery, he'd be found not guilty. He wasn't. Bradley Bridge, an attorney at the Defender Association, says it's helpful to have someone like Wirtz talk about his firsthand experience.
He's been a resource in our office to speak to attorneys or clients on behalf of what prisons are actually like.
Lori Pompa from the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program says Wirtz is unusual.
A lot of times when people spend time in prison, especially significant amounts of time in prison, one of the last things they want to do is stay connected to prison issues. They just want to build a whole different life. Tyrone did the opposite. He got much more deeply into these issues.
Sitting in the building he now works out of in Philadelphia, Tyrone Wirtz says he thinks a lot about the men who are still inside.
I was really happy that I was going home, but it was bitter in the fact that as all these guys waiting in the hallway to, you know, greet me and wish me the best, you know, I left that walking down the hallway crying, weeping like a baby because I knew that all these guys I built a tremendous amount of respect and love for are going to die there.
Wirtz is helping some of them apply to have their sentences commuted.
One of the things that haunt me is you know, I got this extraordinary opportunity when there are so many other deserving people in the system.
For WHYY, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.